Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. In case you haven't noticed or you haven't tuned in, the last four episodes have been a series. It's been called the Pricing Series. And I have been teaching you a foundational mindset, a pricing mindset, so that we can get over the hump of this question. How do I price this? And then the next day, I get a new opportunity. How do I price this? I want you all to stop asking that question. Learn how to price and get better at it over time. It's a skill set. So what do you need to know? This series right here, go back to episode one and re-listen to them. If you haven't heard them, go listen to the first time. If you're tuning in the first time and you're like, I don't want to go back and listen to them, I'm just going to listen to this one. Fine, listen to this one. And then after you realize you missed some stuff, go back and listen to the other four. But this one here, it is the wrap up to the pricing series. And I may do more pricing series stuff later because it's a big topic. This one's going to be called Pricing Mindset, and it's a clip from the Solo Elite membership back in mid-March of 2024, and it's me speaking with one of our members, Sunny, and I'm teaching her pricing mindset to help her overcome some of the issues and some of the challenges that she's been having in pricing and getting her confident moving forward. And there's some really good tidbits in here. So I'll have you listen in and just keep looking for the elements that I've been really teaching about in this series, which is trust leads to value and value leads to the pricing that you want. So with that, here's that clip from the Solo Elite membership. Here you go. Let me tell you the problem I see. There's an old axiom, or it's a parable in the Bible. Jesus shares with these, he meets these young guys. I mentioned I'm going to be a disciple, right? Well, he sees two future disciples and he says, would you like to, you want to become fishers of men? I'll teach you to become fishers of men. Then there's an old axiom that's like, you could teach a man, you can give a man fish or you can teach him how to fish. And there is one is like an answer. The other one is a philosophy that allows him to, because if you teach a man how to fish, now they know how to fish and they can go catch fish whenever they want. You got to teach people. So the problem I see, and it's super frustrating, it's one of the reasons I don't go into the groups as much as I probably should to help people. It's just people. I got this one. How much did I charge? I got this. How much did I charge? How much did I charge? Is this a good price? And there's so many posts on price. The reason why is because they don't know what they're doing. They're waiting for someone to give them a fish. So, well, how much did I charge? And I've answered recently to a post where someone says, how much did I charge for this? And my answer was sarcastic, but it had a message to it. I said, well, I could give you this fish or that fish. I could say it's 200. I could say it's 400. I could say it's 300. And you can go with that, but you don't learn a thing from it. You may have a price, but you've been given a fish. You're going to eat the fish. You're going to come back and you're going to keep asking. You're never going to learn. You're never going to grow. And it's frustrating. I see that all the time. So that's the problem. The answer is you need to learn how. Not what to price. You got to learn how to price. When you learn how to price, all right, then you won't have to worry about what to price. Now, there's a how to price, and then there's getting the actual numbers, and then there's an emotion in that, which I did a podcast on Get the Emotion Out of Pricing. So there's a how followed by emotion, and then you submit, like you hit press send. There's that you have to deal with. So what is the how of pricing? How do you price? Well, there she is. Now that you're here, I can wrap up this first one I teed off. So, were you listening in the background or you just get back? You're on mute.
All right, there you go. I was listening on the background.
Oh, okay. So I was just talking about pricing.
Yes.
So just to finish this up, I didn't want this to be long. Now that you know, like when someone knows how to price, then it you don't then they can come to someone and say, hey, or like a, they can come to a coach if they're coachable. Hey, I've gone through this, I've priced it this way, but I'm wondering maybe I should do it, maybe increase or decrease it, or add this or that. And here's why, here's my mindset behind that. Then a coach can be like, yeah, I agree with you. Maybe this one you want to shit. Like there's a conversation you can have once you know what you're doing. But just like, well, how much do I charge for this? Well, charge, I don't care, it doesn't matter. Like there's no one's learning anything from that. So I get frustrated with that. So how do you price? Well, to keep it simple, because pricing for companies with employees, it's a different model because there's a lot more expenses you have to work in. But for a solo cleaning, pricing is very, very simple. Step one, you got to track how long it takes you to clean. In the beginning, you just throw prices out there and you're just thinking, well, I think this will take me 3 hours, so I guess I'll charge $100, $120. In the beginning, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you're just going to go get experience, you're going to get money. But at some point, you're out there cleaning and you do a bathroom. Don't just do the bathroom, time yourself. Don't just do the kitchen, time yourself. You'll notice you get faster, but you can start to average it out. I've done 10 kitchens. Takes me 44 minutes on the average. Hark, a kitchen takes 44 minutes. Wah! I've done 30 bathrooms. Master bathrooms roughly take me 45 minutes, 30 minutes. Half bathrooms, powder rooms, they take me 12 minutes. Well, now you can get some numbers. Boy, it takes me this long to vacuum. It takes me this long to dust. And the house was this big. You can start to figure things out about how long it takes you to clean any house. And then when you get a new house, you can estimate much more accurately how long you think it will take. So if you've done the tracking and you get a new house and well, it's going to take me 3 hours and 15 minutes or 3 hours. All right. Well, how confident are you this is going to be 3 hours? Well, I've done a little bit of tracking. I'm not very confident. From 1 to 10, how confident are you? Well, 3 or 4. Add a 50% buffer. So if you think 3 hours, add 50%. That's 4.5 hours. If like, how confident are you? It's a 3 hours. I'm like a 7 in confidence. Awesome. Add a 25% buffer. So that 3 hours would be 3.75 hours instead. You're adding more because you're not sure. It's going to take 3 hours. How confident are you? I'm a 10. I know I've tracked houses for all year. I know this house is going to take me 3 hours. Okay. Then don't add a buffer at all. You're not confident? No buffer. And now you have how long it's going to take with the buffer in there. How much do you charge per hour? Well, that's something you have to discover. What's a good price in your area? What's your goal? What do other people charge in your area? You can charge $40 and $50 all day long in most parts of the country. 20 and 30 is not cutting it in 2024. 60 and 70 used to be amazing when I was solo cleaning 5, 6 years ago. Now it's becoming more of the norm. 70, 80, 90, 100 would become more of the optimizer stuff. So let's just say you pick $50. But now you take your $50, multiply it by how many hours you think. Well, I said 3 hours and 3.75 hours with a 25% buffer. Multiply 3.75 times $50. There's your house. There's your cost. And then you can change options. So that's just the very basics of it. But you have to know how to track, which gives you averages. As you when you've tracked three houses, your confidence in your estimate is low. When you've tracked 10 houses, your confidence is much better. If you've tracked for 3 years, you know it. Does that make sense, Sunny? That makes sense.
It does make sense. I actually wish I had done that in the beginning when I started, and then and even in the middle, when I started with employees and process, because that would help out a lot to track everything. So yes, you do have a good point on that.
Well, thank you. And then the last part of it is, once you've got the basis for how to do a quote, now you go into the ASO model course and go through and get more mindset on buy the job pricing, a profile to win, pricing to win. These are all course modules. Go watch these. Like they're part of your membership. Go, like, I'm looking at you, not you, Sonny. I know you've watched it. I'm looking at you and watching this, and you're like, there's a course in here. Come on, it's in there. Go watch them. And then you want to watch using the phone as a filter and the art of the estimate. These are so, like, these are timeless, these are strategic. Like, doesn't matter how things change, this is relationship building and creating a demand around what you do. And then there's the seven strategies to sell, to close the sale. Don't give them one price, give them three. And this shows you how to create different options and build a package, build a menu, and then give the customer the menu. It's a higher chance of selling. So all that's in the course, but the basis of it is you got to learn how to fish. So how do you do pricing? Well, if you're brand new, you don't know, you're in this group, ask us. We'll help you get started with some pricing. But after you've been doing this for a month, stop asking. Like, it's okay to check here and there, but stop asking, how much do I charge for this? You're not learning. You're not coachable. Get your butt into tracking your own cleaning and know what it takes, and do the process, which is in the course. That's pricing in a nutshell. So now that you heard me go through this, you go on the other Facebook groups, you see people asking, how much do I charge? You can just snicker and say, I bet Ken's is rolling his eyes at this one.
It's a wrap. You now have pricing mindset. That's acceptable. So you will stop asking the question, well, how do I price this today, Ken? How about tomorrow? I need some help tomorrow. You're going to be self-sufficient in pricing. Now that you've listened to these five parts, there's more to come. And if you really want to get pricing down, if you really want to learn how to get the most niched customer at the highest prices, where you could be doing $100 an hour or more as a solo cleaner and cleaning jobs in 2 hours. How do I know? I did it. How do I know? I can teach it because I have taught it. It's called the ISO model system, and it's found in the Solo Elite membership. What is the Solo Elite membership? It's the only system for solo cleaners to optimize your solo cleaning business to earn six figures without the drama of employees. Or if you want to earn full-time income through part-time cleaning without employees, get access to this game-changing training for only $97 per month or $997 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo cleaning business, get access to the weekly Solo Elite membership calls for Q&A, access to the Solo Elite community so you can ask each other questions as they come up, and myself, get access to bonus podcast content and private coaching at a discount with me, and more. It's a great opportunity for you to optimize your solo cleaning business so you don't have to hire anyone or scale. You can make great money on a minimal work schedule if that's what makes you excited. And it's a great level of freedom. I've done it. I did it. I have since moved on with a team now, but boy, it is amazing. And I encourage you to check out this membership. I look forward to seeing you in there. Again, thank you for listening through the five parts of the pricing series. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.